I am Barrington Brennan, counseling psychologist and marriage and family therapist with your daily relationship nugget. Is there enough oxytocin in your blood? I'm sure you're wondering, what in the world is that? If not, you need to hug your spouse, your partner, a little longer. Yes, that will do it. What am I talking about? Oxytocin, also called bonding hormone, is a very important feel-good hormone in the body. Research indicates that, one, it inspires the feeling of meaningful connection with others, and two, it is also linked to reducing blood pressure and the risk of heart disease. So, some refer to it as the happy hormone. Research has discovered that there are something magical to having long hugs. They figure out that oxytocin is released when we hug for at least 20 seconds. A short, quick hug, like those at the church door, will not produce oxytocin. Perhaps that's good. We do not want to be bonded to the wrong people. Another lesson is that we need to avoid having long hugs with individuals with whom we're not connected to, or those with whom we should not be romantically connected. So, no long hugs. If you feel your marriage is falling apart or things are not too exciting in your relationship, then hold your partner in a full-body hug and stay there 20 seconds. Your partner may not be expecting it, so do not hope for anything in return, you know. Just keep on doing it. Do not just criticize your partner for not responding to his or his hands are hanging down as you hold on for 20 seconds. That's okay. Just keep on doing it. You so will soon see the difference. Make sure the hugs are full body, you know, right in front of you, very close. However, do not massage yourselves and do not massage body parts. Just do anything will be intimate and close. All right, you can say things. I just want to hug you a little longer today. You know? Remember, it's for 20 seconds. Even if you have to practice before with a doll or a timer, keep on doing it. Oxytocin is released by the pituitary gland, especially during orgasm and childbirth, and is known after an after effect of our behavior. As stated earlier, it is also released when hugging for a long time, and according to the Journal of Neuroscience, by holding hands and tender touching. A research was done in Germany that made a startling discovery. Oxytocin can protect your marriage. Let me share a quote from the research. The research team singled out the most attractive female among them to approach their female subjects. Each of the 57 men had been administered either oxytocin or a placebo via nasal spray prior to the encounter. The attractive researcher, who would stand about 24 inches away from the subjects and then move toward and away from them. The men were asked to determine when the attractive researcher was at an ideal distance and when she was not, making them feel slightly uncomfortable. The men confirmed that after the experiment was completed, that the attractive researcher was in fact attractive. Note carefully the results of the research. Unexpectedly, the men who had received oxytocin and who were also in a monogamous relationship preferred keeping a significantly greater distance between themselves and the temptress researcher. The hormone promoted bonding with their significant other, not the stranger. They stayed an average of 4 to 6 inches further back than oxy-induced singletons and anyone from the placebo group. The research conclusion was, quote, oxytocin promotes monogamy by preventing men from signaling romantic interest to other women. What is the lesson? Keep touching, and keep hugging. Make time to talk outdoors while holding hands. Hug daily. So what about hugs? Before you leave home in the morning and go to work, make sure that you have produced enough oxytocin in your blood to reduce the risk of you flirting and keeping away from people who are going to flirt. Hug for 20 seconds at least once every day, preferably when you first see each other standing on your feet in the morning, so you get a good dosage of oxytocin. This is one habit you do not want to forget. I've been doing it, and I'm still doing it. You will have to repeat this 20 times before it becomes a habit. So for 21 days or 21 times, you keep on doing it. Then it should be an automatic habit. That's why you need to find a way of reminding yourself every morning for 21 days. Set an alarm. Have someone call you. Whatever it is, stick a note on your mirror. Whatever you do, do not stop. After you would have bonded and gotten comfortable, you can even make hugging fun and creative. Make it a habit. So what about compliments? Here's another habit to start. Each evening, just before winding down to go to sleep, give a positive compliment to your partner. Make the compliment relevant to that day so you will not run out of things to say every day. For example, the cornbread was delicious. Your blue suit made you look special today. Your smile this morning turned me on. You know, make this a daily habit. I can tell you, with touching and hugging, the oxytocin should remain high. Oh, and then you have kisses. The final habit I want to share on this talk today is the 10-second kiss. I heard a specialist talking about this one day. Yes, the 10-second kiss. I have talked a lot about this over the years, and research indicates that healthy couple kissing for at least 10 seconds is good. Now, I can tell you, 20 seconds hugs is a long time. 10-second kiss? That's a long time. Now, remember, this is not the kiss on the cheek or the forehead. This is deep, romantic, wet kissing. Now, this will certainly pull out the oxytocin. So, is oxytocin missing in your marriage? Too many relationships are having lots of problems, and they are unexcited. Not because of arguments, but because of insufficient level of oxytocin in the blood. The persons involved in the relationships are not doing the right things every day to produce the wonderful bonding hormone. Stop the arguments once in a while and start hugging, 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 holding hands, complimenting each other, and kissing. Husbands, your wives are expecting you to reach home today. She may be cranky and critical, and you're going to surprise her with a 20-second hug. Wow-wee! It's going to make her feel good. Wives, when you get home today, grab your husbands and hug her for 20 seconds. That will help his or her cranky day. This has been your Daily Relationship Nugget. I am Barrington Brennan, keeping a smile on your heart.